getting back to Denver, Lord, these brothers are no joke. Denver Broncos got 58 sacks on the season, 10 more than anybody else in the National Football League, on pace to record 70 sacks for the year. And if they pull that off, it will be second only to the 84 Bears, Chicago Bears, as the most menacing pass rush in all of football history. That's who these Denver Broncos are. And that's why we got to speak about them differently. We saw the great Tom Brady lose two Super Bowls to the New York Giants because of pressure applied. We saw Patrick Mahomes lose two Super Bowls. First to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, led by Tom Brady, and then to the Philadelphia Eagles. Both Super Bowls, pressure was applied. Patrick Mahomes was running for his life. You're the Packers, you don't have that right now. You're the Denver Broncos, you have them everywhere. They come for you. And then you take into account the altitude in the Mile High City and the road having to come through Denver, in all likelihood, particularly with the New England Patriots having lost to the Buffalo Bills yesterday. The road having to come through the Mile High City with Sean Payton as your head coach, who's a Super Bowl champion, who knows a thing or two about offense, who's got a quarterback in Bo Nix that we got to pay some attention to. This is the second year in the National Football League. The brothers 22-9. They're on an 11-game winning streak. They haven't lost a home game in 14 months. This is who we're talking about when we're talking about the Denver Broncos. And suddenly they've emerged, I'm going to say it, as the favorites in the AFC to come out of there. Now, me personally, I think the sleeper is the Houston Texans because I think their defense is ferocious. The question is Nico Collins, C.J. Stroud, and those boys going to be able to do some things against Denver's defense? I'm not so sure. Particularly in the Mile High City, I'm not so sure.